This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue teams now say that at least 27 people have died, more than 800 others injured, after a powerful earthquake struck Turkey's Aegean coast and north of the Greek island of Samos. Crews have continued digging through concrete blocks and debris of 8 collapsed buildings in search of survivors. The quake hit Friday afternoon, toppling buildings in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, and triggering a small tsunami. It was followed by hundreds of aftershocks. While new coronavirus cases are surging in the U.S. state of Kansas, a new study finds that the counties with mask mandates have about half as many infections in the counties that do not. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn elaborates.
The University of Kansas conducted the study that finds the regions that require masks saw a 50% drop in their 7-day rolling average of daily cases, starting 2 weeks after the mask mandates were issued. Research Director Donna Ginther says they're not saying that masks will eliminate COVID-19, but they significantly slow the spread of the disease, at least they do in Kansas. The state's Democratic governor tried to impose a statewide mask mandate this summer, but almost all of the counties opted out. COVID cases began spiking in September, and the report finds counties without mask requirements have been hardest hit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And Quinn refers to the city of Kansas, not the state of Kansas. A 17-year-old from Illinois accused of killing 2 demonstrators in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has been extradited to stand trial on homicide charges, with sheriff's deputies in Illinois handing him over. In his afternoon ruling, they rejected the Kyle Rittenhouse bid to remain in Illinois. This is VOA News.